Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Oltime Plastics Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call. This conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kailesh Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. I would just like to brief on the opening statement. Thank you very much for joining our Q4 FY 2026 earnings call today. Joining me on the call today are Nilesh Shah, Whole-time Director, and Manish Gattani, our Chief Financial Officer. We appreciate your continued interest in our company and for your time today. For those who are new to our story, let me brief recap of the company. Oltime Plastics is a 50+ year organization incorporated in 1971 with a strong legacy in injection molded plastic consumer wear. We are recognized as India's largest exporter of plastic houseware and plastic furniture, with exports spanning to 29 countries, including key markets across the European Union, United Kingdom, and the United States. Our manufacturing platforms comprise four facilities, three plastic consumer wear manufacturing units at Daman, Silvassa, and Thattalwada in Gujarat, and a bamboo pilot facility at Guwahati, all supported by all-electric injection molding machines that enable high consistency, efficiency, and scalability. As of March 31st, 2026, our total installed capacity stands at approximately 39,000 tons per annum, supported by over 170 injection molding machines. FY 2026 was a year of transition for us, one in which we made significant investments in capacity building and capability while navigating a challenging external environment at the end of the fiscal year. Let me take a moment to describe the external context, particularly from March onwards. The West Asia geopolitical crisis triggered a sharp rise in raw material prices and created significant disruptions across global supply chains, port congestions, extended transit delays, and the non-availability of certain critical inputs impacted production schedules during the end of Q4. However, at this juncture at time, the industry-wide nature of the spike is now fully understood and accepted by all global customers. Our conversations with customers have now moved further to discussing how to implement this supply and price adjustment in a sustainable manner for all stakeholders over a reasonable time frame. On raw material prices have moderately slightly down from their peaks, and we expect this moderation to support margins as we move in FY 2027. Despite the macro headwinds, our strategic agenda has progressed as planned. Our Thattalwada facility in Gujarat, a highly automated export-focused plant, has completed its targeted March 2026 expansion. As of March 26, our total installed capacity stands at 39,000 metric tons. The balance capacity of 6,000 metric tons under our expansion program remains currently on track, but we will wait and decide further how we take it forward to take the total capacity to 52,500 tons. Our bamboo initiative made substantial progress. We have recently signed a lease agreement for a brand new 75,000 square feet facility at Madanpur, Guwahati, effective May 26, which will serve as our dedicated bamboo board manufacturing unit with an installed capacity of 3,000 cubic meters per annum in the first phase. The facility meets the same quality and infrastructure standards as of our existing plastic manufacturing operations. Machinery orders have been placed in their entirety, with select machines to be commissioned at Madanpur, for primary board production and the balance at our Khatalwada facility for downstream processing and finishing of final bamboo products. We are also encouraged by the strong market interest we are receiving from our new customers, drawn by the quality of our bamboo product range and the depth of sustainability certification, a validation that our strategic adjacency into bamboo is well-timed and well-positioned. Our domestic business continued to grow during the year and as of now becomes an integral and important stabilizer for our revenue mix. We are investing into brand building cautiously, expanding our general trade reach, scaling our e-commerce presence, and launching new product categories specially designed for the Indian consumer. Several of these products are already in the pipeline. Looking ahead, we enter FY 2027 with a decent order book and a clear strategic roadmap across our business. While supply chain conditions continue to evolve in the context of the prevailing geopolitical environment, we are actively navigating this with the agility and experience that has defined our operations over decades. The fundamental growth architecture of Holtein Plastics, scale, design capability, deep and long-standing customer relationships, and the structural tailwinds of India's growing role as a global consumer wear sourcing hub remains firmly intact. Our capacity investment positions to absorb significant incremental volume and our bamboo initiative as it ramps up commercially adds an entirely new complementary revenue stream to the business. We are building for the long term and remain confident in the path ahead. With this, I would hand over the call to Manish to take you through the detailed Q4 FY26 and FY26 financials.
Thanks, Kailash bhai. Good afternoon, everyone. I will walk you through the financial performance for Q4 and FY26 highlights. The Q4 FY26 performance was shaped by a confluence of external headwinds that were largely outside our control, even as the underlying business demonstrated resilience. Revenue for Q4 FY26 stood at 145.8 crore compared to 148.2 crore in Q4 FY25. As Kailash bhai mentioned, this decline is attributed to external disruptions. One encouraging development within Q4 was the improvement in gross margin to 41.9%, up from 39.1% in Q4 FY25. Driven by a more favorable revenue and product mix, especially a moderation in the share of export revenues alongside healthy growth in our domestic business. EBITDA for Q4 FY26 stood at 21.6 crore and margin at 14.8% margin, and PAT came in at 9.4 crore with 6.4% margin. For the full year, revenue grew 9.4% to 610.4 crore, up from 558.2 crore in FY25. This reflects consistent demand traction across our core export markets through the first three quarters, partially offset by the Q4 disruptions. Europe continues to be our largest geography at approximately 58% of revenue, with the United Kingdom at 12%, United States at 12%, and India at 17%. The growing share of domestic revenue is a deliberate and positive shift in our mix. The total polymer volume processed for the full year stood at 26,300 metric tons, broadly in line with FY25's 26,230 metric tons. Within this, recycled polymer volume grew to 8022 metric tons in FY26 from 7,136 metric tons in FY25, reflecting our sustained focus on material sustainability. Gross profit grew 7.3% to 239.3 crore and our gross margin for the full year stood at 39.2%. EBITDA for FY26 stood at 90.1 crore and margins at 14.8%. The margin compression, as we have discussed, is a function of the transition phase, higher fixed costs from newly commissioned capacity at Khatalwada and increased employee investments ahead of scale. Depreciation increased to 29 crore from 23.5 crore in FY25, reflecting the full year impact of the Khatalwada capex. PAT for FY26 was 35.6 crore with a margin of 5.8% versus 47.3 crore in FY25. On working capital, net working capital days improved to 57 days in FY26 from 74 days in FY25. Inventory days improved as trade receivable normalized. ROCE for FY26 stood at 10.3% and ROE at 8.3%, both impacted by the enlarged equity base post IPO and the transition phase margin compression. Operating cash flow generation was strong at 86.3 crore, more than double FY25's 39.4 crore, reflecting working capital discipline and improved collections. To summarize the financial picture, FY26 was a year shaped by two simultaneous forces, significant internal investment in capacity organization and new growth verticals, and a tough external environment at the end of Q4. The business absorbed both while maintaining gross margin discipline and delivered positive operating cash flow. The building blocks for recovery and growth in FY27 are firmly in place. Our capacity, our customer relationship and our bamboo initiative and our domestic business build out are all progressing. As utilization improves and the external environment normalizes, we expect to see a meaningful recovery in margins and returns. With that, I will hand the call back to the moderator for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Akshay Chadda with Canara Robeco Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Just one question. I mean, you mentioned about the supply chain disruptions that you have encountered during the quarter. So would it be possible for you to quantify, I mean, what amount of volume we have not been able to book, and hence in Q1 we might see a little spillover effect?
Akshay, can you be a little louder? Not able to hear you.
Hello, is it possible now? Hello?
Yes, please
speak loudly. So my question is, sir, in fourth quarter, I mean, in the opening remarks, you mentioned about the supply chain disruptions that you have encountered. So would it be possible for you to quantify the volume that we were not able to ship or book it in the fourth quarter? And hence, we can see some higher number in Q1?
No, the fourth quarter, what we said was for the last part of the fourth quarter, we had disruption and not at the initial stage, but then the disruption started increasing later. So what happened was, in terms of supply, which was expected to come in March, which were our February orders, did not arrive in time.
Okay. So then, because sir, the volume numbers have also been very underwhelming, so I think, I mean, have we lost any sales, or how should we look at the fourth quarter volume, sir?
No, the fourth quarter volumes have multiple effects. It's not just the supply chain. It has been some shift of our businesses, which were to start in February, have moved on to April as start from our customer side. So those are also impacting the quarter.
Could you quantify, I mean, what has been the shift or something, and basically just trying to understand how the Q1 will look like then?
So those, my numbers could be almost, I think, about, I think, between 10-15% or so.
Okay, got it. Yeah, sir, that was actually my question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ananya Nichani with Thinkwise Wealth Managers LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is contribution from IKEA in the current quarter and how much this was in the same period last year.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Ananya, you're not quite audible. Could you please use your phone on the handset mode in case if you're on a hands-free?
Yeah.
So you are asking about this quarter, Q4?
IKEA contribution, sir.
No, in Q4 or in the year?
Yes.
Q4.
Q4?
Yes, sir.
So it is slightly less than Q3. As the last 15 days of the quarter, there was a disruption. So at the port also, so around 4-5%.
Percentage?
Your question is how much percentage we have done? Or,
yes. So, I'm looking for percentage contribution from IKEA in this quarter.
So 55%.
Okay.
In Q4.
Yeah. And how much was the same period last year?
Last quarter. Right. Last quarter it was 57. Q4 25 you are asking, no?
Yes. Okay. And sir, after IKEA, the next top clients that are there, how much is the growth projected for those and how have they been doing?
So, after IKEA, our largest customer, there we have not grown. So, almost it is flat, little less than what it was last year. And our third customer has grown by almost 300%. Yeah, 225% the growth is in our third customer.
Okay. Sir, my next question was on employee expenses. Do we see this to be increasing further in the future, or has all the hiring been completed?
The process is going on, it will definitely increase, but it will not increase the way it has increased from 24-25 to 25-26.
Okay, sir. Okay. Yes, sir, I'll get back with you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Swapnil Gupta with White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity, sir. With the recent rupee depreciation, are we...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Swapnil, you are not quite audible. Could you be a little louder, please? Thank you.
Yeah, lots better?
Yeah.
Yes, a little.
Yeah. So with the recent rupee depreciation, are we realizing this depreciation or benefit, or it is largely passed on to the customer? Does this provide any competitive advantage to us versus China? Yeah, that is my question.
The benefit is not being passed on to the customer in the short term. In the long term, definitely it is passed on. But when it's a short term, so it is not passed on to the customer.
Okay.
From the perspective of the business which we do with our largest customer, that's all on Indian rupee as a rollback.
So our large part of business is done in INR only, you are saying?
No. Yeah, it is in INR. But there is nothing like a pass on or a benefit. For the rest of the customer on the long term, there is definitely a benefit in the short period. That's what Manish expressed.
Okay. Also, sir, our planned capacity expansion for the management facility was about 8,000 metric tons this year, but we achieved it around by 6,000 metric tons. Could you help us understand the reason for the shortfall and what will be the total capacity expansion for FY27?
So that 8,000 is in under process. So it will be added this month only. It is under installation.
And how much will the total capacity expansion in FY27?
FY27, we are targeting to complete at least 6,000 metric ton what we were targeting. And additional we will plan. So additional we will plan based on the situation.
We would want to watch the situation which is currently evolving and then do that next phase.
Okay. Also, on the demand side, are we seeing any or customer or canceling the order due to the situation? That is the reason we are delaying the expansion as well.
So the organic growth remains as is. So in that particular sector, I mean, there is no challenge and the requirement of the capacity will be there.
No, we are not seeing any cancellation.
No cancellation.
We are not seeing any cancellations. We are seeing deferment of shipments requested by customers, and we are also not seeing any change in forecast of customers as of now.
Does that answer your question, Swapnil?
Yeah. Also, lastly, what is the revenue mix of all-time branded products versus white goods in FY26?
We are at about 17% into the domestic market, all-time branded.
Yeah,
it's just 2% lower. 15% would be all-time branded.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Dev Mehta with Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so my question is with respect to our bamboo capex, in which we will produce approximately 3,000 cubic meter. So what would be the expected revenue from that particular capacity?
So approximately the capex investment will go to about 15 crores overall, and the revenue, sales revenue, will be roughly about 60 crores.
Okay.
So that will be at maximum utilization.
Yeah,
so that is the potential with 3,000 cubic meters.
Does that answer your question, Dev?
Yeah. Okay. And sir, in your best estimate, when do we aspire to reach the 1,000 crore revenue mark?
So we can't comment on any future looking statements, but then definitely we'll be giving our best to reach there.
Okay. And sir, our gross margins have improved sequentially. However, as you mentioned that the employee benefit expenses have increased because of the ongoing capex, and secondly, even the other expenses have increased. So what would be the major reason behind this increase? Would it be majorly because of the West Asia crisis or only because of the ongoing capex?
So that other expenses also contributes that contract labor. So basically it's an employee cost and contract labor cost which has increased. So major increase is due to employee cost and contract labor cost.
Okay. That answers my question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Podar with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yes.
Sir, you had mentioned that the gross margin improvement is kind of a sustainable. I mean, I think currently 42.5% kind. So we saw some 300 basis point. So how should one look at then EBITDA margin? In EBITDA margin, because this gross margin, a high gross margin was at a lower revenue scale because you lost some of the business, right? So when you scale up, so how should one look at EBITDA margin with the combination of higher revenue and better gross margins?
Gross margin 42.5 is not there. It is 41.83 in this quarter. Mm-hmm. And for the year, it is 39.20. So that is what the gross margin is, and Q4 gross margin has increased as the revenue mix, product mix, customer mix has changed. So because of that, that margin has increased. But definitely we'll be able to sustain what we are historically doing. So that we'll be able to sustain. As for the EBITDA margin, it will definitely increase once the revenue increases, because the fixed cost will be absorbed and the EBITDA margin will increase. We'll be able to sustain the EBITDA margin also once we reach to a sense where all the fixed cost is being absorbed properly.
So this range we are looking at 18-19%, because that we have been doing quite consistently for, from FY 24-25.
Yes. We are aiming to reach to our historical level, both in the GP margin and at the EBITDA margin.
Okay, historical levels. And I mean, by second half is what we would be targeting, that kind of margins? The second half of this year, when things stabilizes?
Yeah, so second half definitely, if the things remains settled, there are no external factors like which have been in the Q4, definitely we'll be able to sustain what we have been doing in past history.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understood. And in your remark, you also mentioned that during last part of 4Q, we saw some disruption, right, at the West Asia conflict. So does that mean that April and May got impacted because of this, West Asia conflict that you're talking about?
Sure, we definitely got impacted in April and May for sure. But currently, we then had other plans to back up. And now materials from those plants have started flowing in to keep the supply chain running. So we are looking at trying to look at that our internal targets for the quarter are achieved properly in the next 40 days what we have for the quarter to end.
Okay. And this impact is it in both in terms of cost as well as in volume?
In both things, because one is the material movement itself. So the supplies get delayed and then the order lines get delayed for shipments. And what we are planning in terms of, we did see some softness in the international market today, last 2 days back. So if this softness continues and we go to a positive trend, then we look forward for this.
Okay, understood. And just one last thing, on the capacity utilization, we currently are at what, 65-66% for the entire year, right?
Correct.
So we have enough room to kind of scale up. So how should one look at growth, for this year?
So we feel that we should be able to use the overall annual capacity for this year to around between 70-75%, should be a good number to look at.
Okay. So from 67 to 70-75% ideally means...
70-75% should be a good benchmark for us to reach this year.
On the expanded capacity, 6,000 you are looking to add, right? From 39,000 we are going to 45,000, right?
Yes, so out of which 2,000 has been just being in under installation right now, 41,000, and balance will be done during the year. So that quantity will come in at a later part. Proportionately, we will have to catch.
So 70-75% is largely on your base capacity?
Yes, that's what we are looking at today, looking at our forecast of customers and our book.
Fair enough. Okay, that's very helpful, sir.
The disturbance only comes because of the launch dates change or the customer's plan delay of launching of products because of the price impacts. They also sometimes defer programs.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I got it. Yeah, that's very helpful, sir. That's it from my side. All the way best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Agam Shah, an individual investor. Since there's no response from the participant, we'll move to the next participant. The question comes from Sahil Doshi with Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. Just want to understand, what is the B2C revenue share in this year? And this will be possibly excluding IKEA. And second, just wanted to get your thoughts on B2C, given the environment where there is a significant price hike. Don't you think it's a right opportune time to be more aggressive? And in that light and context, could you talk about our B2C plans for the next year and thereafter?
So our current B2C contribution is at around 14%. Our overall target is to move this needle in the next one and a half year to 22-25% is the wish position what we have. We, as you mentioned, that the because of this kind of business environment, the traction of unorganized players not meeting the customer needs is definitely creating some higher demand in domestic market for our local sales team. and which we are trying to encash it to the best maximum possible, because there is still that demand is there, but there is still that price hierarchy and price discussions which keep happening with the customers. But which was after 2 months or 2.5 months, now all customers have also realized that their shelves are getting empty, and now they don't have that bargaining power that we will buy from someone else or someone else, but they should have materials. So we are using this as a leverage for us to enter aggressively with our domestic customers.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
On bamboo, just wanted to check, you know, of course you've given an update in terms of leasing. Just how was the pilot, and for the ensuing year, how do we see, you know, bamboo scale-up happening?
So pilot is doing well. We did some shipments out of the pilot also now. In this first year of this year, we did some shipments out to customers. We got in the new leasing facility, which I mentioned in my opening remarks, which is sizable, and all orders have been placed. So we expect that in Q2 of next year, H2 of next year starting, we will be able to roll out good volumes out of that facility in terms of output. So all the due diligences, again as mentioned, has been very good, and we are also finding very positive tractions of all the samples what we have made and showing to our customers. They are pretty excited on this journey.
Appreciate it, sir. And just one final question for me is, of course, you know, we had some discussion, and the macro environment makes it difficult for you to give an outlook, but broadly, given the price hikes, how are your customer behaving, and do you see... See if the prices remain at this level at the current situation, how do we, you know, plan for the year, and what is plan B in that?
Yeah, what's happening is the price increase are going up to the range of 22 to 25% increase from our current base levels of last. Customers are able to absorb up to 10 to 12% maximum on that area as on date. And as a strategic call, we are aligning with customers. This 10 to 12% will be for a longer term. Even if the price decreases, we will keep on continuing with the higher, because for them also to pass on the MRP levels at this is becoming very difficult. So most of the customers have aligned to that philosophy, and they have rolled out their forecast. We do believe that the prices, if the war ends, then the prices should, because there is not enough demand at this prices from polymer companies. Even if the oil has gone up, we saw a drop in polymer prices, international polymer prices, by $30 to $60 this week.
Okay.
On a quarter-to-quarter level, it may not be really right to see. Yearly,
will be better.
Financials would be right to see.
Fair enough. So what I hear from you is pricing, supply is not a challenge. The pricing could be a little bit of a challenge from this year.
Both things are there. I cannot say supply is not a challenge. Supply delays are coming in, like material which is expected. Even which we had materials available at Nhava Sheva port, and because of local India, Nhava Sheva port and Mundra port disruption, materials are not moving out of port for 10 days. So those challenges are also there. So availability of material we have up to now secured for whatever our demand need is.
Got it, sir. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much, and best wishes for the rest of the year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Hina Vora with DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is an extension from, you know, the previous participant's question. Can you help us understand in terms of raw material supply, are things starting to ease over there? On, you know, per se the pricing for the raw material, how down are we from the peak level today?
Sorry, we couldn't put clarity. We couldn't hear it properly. What you said, raw material prices?
Yeah, sorry, just give me a second.
Yeah.
So I was just asking on, you know, in terms of raw material, could you explain, you know, has supply improved for the raw material, and in terms of pricing, where are we from, you know, the peak pricing that we would have seen due to the war per se?
Oh, from the peak pricing, we are seeing a drop of around 10% to 15%, and okay, about 15% drop on the peak pricing. And availability from certain suppliers has got disturbed, but then the alternative sources are able to supply us. and we are trying to cover some of the materials from our domestic suppliers like Indian Oil and Reliance Industries.
Okay, okay. So this should be okay, you know, for the next one or two quarters, the supply.
I think we should be okay with that. Certain okay. grades and certain very specific grades we do have, because the, some of those grades come from different markets. So basically, like some materials come from Europe, some materials come from Taiwan. But we are working okay. hard on that. And also most of our recycled plastics are sourced domestically. And recycled plastics also form a good integral part of our overall volume, which is sourced domestically only. So there we okay. don't see such challenge.
Understood. So sir, just fair to assume, right, there will be some margin impact in Q1, given that, you know,
yes.
the entire price hikes have not been, you know, passed on. But if, you know, the share of domestic keeps growing, we probably could kind of, you know, substitute that.
You are right. Our push to the domestic is going fast, and the number of product launches which we'll do in the, this quarter end, and for the next quarter we'll have a host of new products to be launched.
Okay. Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Agam Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, good question. What is the capacity utilization for this quarter? And also clarification on the opening remarks you said. So, the delay in the further expansion is post 50 to 500, right?
No. We are meaning after 46.
So for the 6,000, you are waiting to see a demand and...
We are waiting for the product. It's not about waiting. It's the more of what happens is the kind of product customers align with you and what kind of technology or things which you require. So we don't want to do something which is just done for the sake of doing it. But once customers see stability, some of the programs which we are already discussing, if those come in, we would like to invest into that activity first rather than... investing something and then again doing some more investments. It's a question of doing it at a, you know, priority level.
So, and currently 46,500 is on stream?
41,000 is currently on the 39 is installed, 21 is being, 2,000 is being in, installed currently under installation. So 41,000 is currently there.
And 5,500 is we are planning to procure in this year.
Yes.
As per our plan which we have given in the prospectus.
And how much volume would have we have done this year for the utilization?
On the utilization... 67. 1 minute.
So you are talking about 25-26?
Yes, this current year.
Current year... the installed capacity which is available, so that we have averaged out is 73. We have taken the weighted average for the time that capacity was available. So if we look at that, then 73% is what we have utilized.
Okay, okay. So
because Talwara 10,000 was not available for the entire year.
Correct. And just for the quarter, the revenue growth was subdued because of the geopolitical condition?
Yes.
Okay. And how are things as on date we are speaking?
Things are slowly improving. One thing what we are seeing is that the resistance of customers for looking at price change is now not there. They have understood that it is worldwide. Previously, 1.5 months we were struggling because China had not changed prices for 1.5 months or 2 months. So there was a lot of dilemma, but now customers are at least willing to listen to and understand that, and they are we are able to negotiate some price increase from them, from most of our customers. And other customers where we have a direct pass on, we don't have any challenges.
Okay. So for this quarter, there were the shipments have not gone, that's why the revenue was flat, or how should one look at it?
In the last quarter, last week got overflowed. That is what happened. sizable amount of quantity was left back and it was moved to the next month.
Okay, okay. And for the current year, we'll be targeting 80% utilization?
Current year overall utilization, we are looking between 70% to 75% because we are still very skeptical on this whole geopolitical thing. If it stabilizes, then we will come back in the next meeting that if we are looking at a different outlook than this. But currently, we are maintaining it at between 70 to 75%.
Okay, okay. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Nirali Gopani with Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, given there are so many moving parts when it comes to raw material, the demand environment, we also said that, you know, we'll be bearing some of the raw material cost and some will be a pass-through. So, as investors, how should one look at FY27, sir? What kind of top line is possible? What kind of margins on an annual basis? I'm not asking on a quarterly basis. For the near term, what is your feeling about that, sir?
Margins, definitely it will improve in H2 and it will be better than what it is in 25-26. That's what we are looking at. As for the annual margin.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you. So the margins we are looking at, it will be definitely better than 25-26 and the margins will improve in H2. As our sales improve and the fixed cost is absorbed properly. So year-wise, in 26-27, we are looking at a better margin than what we have done in 25-26.
Okay, and can we maintain the revenue at similar levels given the condition in the market?
Right now, our customers are already open to place orders. There is no challenge in those areas. So order books look quite okay.
Okay, perfect. No, that was from my side. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Khushbu Gandhi with Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Two questions from my side. One is on the Khatalwada plant. So we were expecting some bamboo expansion over there also. So, is there the plan which is still going on or will be planning it later on once the market conditions streamline or stabilize?
Can you repeat the question, Khushbu?
So, the Khatalwada plant where we are doing the expansion, we were also looking that we may plan to...
Khushbu, your voice is still not clear. Could you please use your phone on the handset mode in case if it's on?
I'm using the handset itself. Is it audible?
Yes, better.
It's a little better.
Yeah, so on the Khatalwada plant, we were planning to actually do a bamboo project also over there. Once the pilot plant which was there already streamlined. So are we still looking to expand or to set up a small factory over there at Khatalwada unit? Or we'll be doing at the location itself?
So what we propose to do is make the boards at Guwahati and the current Khatalwada facility, the expanded building is already ready. And in that part of the expanded building, 25% of the space is being allocated to the bamboo finished goods manufacturing. And as we move forward into the expansion fully of the Guwahati, and we have new areas, then at that point of time, a separate building for bamboo will be put in place.
Okay. And so you mentioned into one of the previous investors that in the last week of March, there were some of the exports which were got delayed because of this geopolitical tension. So how much of the exports were delayed? Any number on that? And do we see the same? Do we see the exports of that being done in Q1?
Yeah, it was about. We expressed about 10 to 15% over the quarter, but on the last week, basically it's about polymers. So certain polymers which we required at that particular time were not met and they moved on to April. So orders continued flowing. So it was not anything like a cancellation. It just moved on to April.
So we just postponed the export orders to April, but what was the value? Any idea on that?
Few crores maybe, I think could be about 3 to 5 crores.
3 to 5 crores. And so, one side I agree that the polymer prices have been increasing, but at the same time we are getting the benefit of the rupee depreciation. So going forward, like in Q1 also, because our price increase to the customers would have delayed, but do we see a major impact on our margins because we had rupee depreciation in the benefit which was there?
For our sales numbers, revenues, if you look at our largest customer and our domestic business, all comes from Indian rupees. And our input cost, if it is in dollars, gets neutralized to the Indian rupee value. What differential export which we can earnings of the dollar earnings what we have from our other business is about 20%, 18 to 20%, we get some advantage out of that.
It's a competitive space,
so ultimately when the depreciation happens, the customer also understands and wants competitive pricing also. But the first quarter we will have to struggle because the margin pass-ons and everything is gradually coming from all customers.
Okay, and sir, our exports are CIF or FOB?
What you said?
Are the exports are CIF or FOB?
They're all FOB. Most of our customers, like 90% FOB or FCA, we do not have the risk of freight.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Siddharth Jain with Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. You mentioned to one of the previous participants that we are witnessing a price increase of almost 20-25%, whereas customers are okay to bear around 10-12%. So, the gap in between is something that we are going to take a hit on our margins temporarily until, and as you said that later, even if the price goes below the MRP or the selling list price, will stay at the elevated level of 10-12%. But in the interim, we will be taking a hit on our EBITDA margins. Is that understanding correct?
Yes, it will happen like that. Some of the areas it will not happen where the pass on has happened to a greater extent. But there would be some hit on that area for sure in this quarter.
Domestic, that will not be an issue. Our largest customer, our billing happens in INR. So,
yes.
What portion of our revenue will see this impact, if just a percentage term?
About 15-20% of the revenue. And even our largest customer, the pass-through happens with an 8-week delay.
So, it's a delay.
So, it's always not there that whatever has happened in April and May will get reflected in June and July because we have an 8-week pass-on window.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah.
I think I missed the point on your bamboo. You said our bamboo will start kicking in revenue in H2 of FY27, correct?
Correct.
And what could be an expected run rate of revenue for FY27 and FY28 from bamboo?
We cannot make a guess that way. It will be very forward looking. But we expect a good business out of the 3000 CBM facility what we are putting.
Got it. How much days of inventory of raw material do we carry at any point in time?
Generally, RM generally 20 days.
20 days. Okay, understood. Right. Yeah. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, on behalf of All Time Plastics Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you so much.